Wake up with East Coast Breakfast.
The Shabalala family again with an issue.
Yes.
What is it now, Sky?
It has a snitch.
What does Brady have?
Emma.
Emma? Who's Emma?
Brady's girlfriend.
Brady has a girlfriend. Since when?
At school.
Did you tell mummy?
I'm dead.
Brady, do you have a girlfriend?
Straight up like that. So he came to you and he was like, listen,
Brody's got a girlfriend.
Emma and Brody are dating.
Girlfriend.
Well, even now, let us know. Has your sibling ever snitched on you? Tell us how. Tell us what happened. 061-792-9495.
You know, I've got a little bit of a twist on it. He wasn't really a snitch, but he would blackmail the hell out of me.
Okay, carry on. So, yeah, like?
We would go out and like do silly stuff, and then he would then automatically turn it into blackmail and get me to do chores around the house for him, make him breakfast, make him lunch, make him supper, even steal my lunch sometimes for school. And I just had to keep quiet about it because that's what he would do. I hope he's listening. His name is Robson. I love him a lot. And until today, we still have each other's back. But we don't blackmail each other anymore, though.
Carissa, what were you doing?
What was he blackmailing
you about?
You know, it was silly, like things around the house. If I didn't want to do something that my mom asked me to do, you know, it was things like that.
So little things like
childhood.
You didn't clean up after yourself. You didn't do your chores. You didn't choose medicine as a vocation. You know, little things.
My sibling ratted me out when we were little. I think I was 7 years old and he was 5. And I should pinch chocolates from the store. And he found out about it and he told me that if I don't pinch chocolates for him, he's going to tell my mom. And eventually he did tell my mom and I got a beating of my life.
Anyways, I was 26 when I fell pregnant. And in the Indian community, that is a no-no. So 26, fell pregnant, and I confided in my brother and his wife. Then we eventually had a bit of a tiff going on. My mom and my dad went over to their home. So I was like, what's going on between the three of you? Like, what's going on? Then my sister-in-law decided to say, you know, this is the story. Charlie's pregnant. My parents. My parents were devastated.
I'm sure.
And then they got home. I was busy washing the dishes. Trying to cover up my mess. And because I knew something's going to happen there. And they came home so fast. And my mom confronted me and I was like silent, busy washing the dishes. And my silence eventually, you know, said it all. And yeah, that's what happened. And the best part of it is that I did not have to tell the story. I did not have to do anything. They did it for me. So I took it like a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it was. You didn't have to have that awkward moment.
Did you get your brother back though? Did you get him back?
Well, we're still working on it.
You've got time. Don't worry.
Carmen.
Yes.
Who's most likely to snitch on you in the team?
That's a tough one. Not Sky, he's a gangster.
Obvious, if it's SC. Snitch Carmen. Snitch Carmen, Carmen Red. Obvious.
Not Darren, because he's the one doing the thing we need a snitch on.
Carmen.
Not Vier, he's too soft and quiet.
Carmen.
Not San Diego,
because
he's
on for Carmen.
Carmen. Oh, Claire's too charmed to be snitching.
Carmen, I believe in you. I know you have what it takes.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Honestly speaking, I'd say all three for different reasons. On top of mind, we're Carmen Radio.
Even in Dabe and Natara, guys.
6-0.
What is this?
6-0.
Mornings on East Coast Radio.